Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Clare FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumasna Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Welcome to another episode of Ours to Protect on Clare FM. Men's sheds are non-profit local organisations that provide a space for social interaction and craft work. The movement originated in Australia in the 1980s with the aim of improving the health and well-being of older men. The first of Clare's sheds was formed in Ennis in 2013. The Ennis shed settled into its permanent home in 2021, and the members have continued to develop their ever-expanding site, which is based at a seemingly unlikely location, a former landfill site. A large area has now been developed, comprising an orchard and Hare's Corner, allowing members to do their bit for biodiversity. Con Corrie is coordinator of outside activities at Ennis Men's Shed.
This was a real marshy ground, and there was a lot of briars, storm damaged trees, sallies, and extremely damp. So we looked at it, and I'm the contact with the county council, namely Anthony Considine. So I used to keep him in tune with a lot of our ideas. So he was very, very much in favour of what we were doing and in helping and assisting the place, both from our own men's point of view of the activities, but also on the biodiversity side. To transform this, we got tipped off about Burn Bio, and one of the things we had intended doing, as calling it an orchard field, obviously was to sow some apples. So we got into that scheme, we applied for it, so we got 8 apple trees to sow. But what we had to do was build up the ground, because it was total marshy and they wouldn't exist. Part of the way we did that, in helping and assistance from Anthony Considine, we were able to get lorry loads of compost from the facility in Ida. So we just had to get the money to pay for the transport of them. So slowly but surely we built it up, and then we got some subsoil and topsoil for on top of it. So bit by bit we started sowing the apple trees. We bought some ourselves. We have a few plum trees as well. So this is this part of it. On the outside, just outside of it there this year, now we got a 2,000 grant for coming up, for preparing for bloom. So one of our lads made a wishing well. You might have seen it, yes, on your way in. We have it inside an octagon with flowers. We also sat sunflowers. All around us here is a public walk. So the young children that have been brought by their mummies and daddies appreciate what we're doing along.
The pond, Con, as well, is one of your big projects, and you're tied in with the Ontashka Pond project as well. You've put a lot of work into your pond here. This is your own little Hare's Corner.
Yes, the whole idea of a pond was that a number of our members, including myself, have ponds ourselves. You can see water lilies in front of you in flower here. And of course it draws the wildlife, like frogs, newts, the heron. There are actually some fish, rod, about a dozen or so that were in here, and they're breeding. But obviously the heron has spotted them, yeah, which is lovely. So this was the first pond that we set about. So we had to get the pond liner from England because of the expense of getting them here. We jumped on the bandwagon, as I said, to get a grant from Burn Bio for it. So once we had this one done, you see, our whole mind of ideas was to have a little island. So we have a wraparound pond that we did afterwards that's going around it, so that we have an island in the centre with a whole load of different plants. And you'll see bees, honeybees and whatnot as we speak, in around the flowers and shrubs. So the next phase of this that we'd like is the sound of the water. So we're hoping to pump from the one at the far side into a water feature here, into this one. But the wildlife and the flowers here is brilliant. But we also have a newly formed pond here over that we're just after doing. And we're after sowing some plants that Phelan Harty gave us. So We're leaving that pond and hopefully getting other plants through Phelan and Burn Bio and Unteshke, and have that as an example for the way things should be done. I'm sure in our own ponds here we'll be told that we should have done things different maybe. On the safety side, which is paramount to everyone that'll be here, we've two life buoys altogether, but we've one life buoy hanging there, even though the ponds aren't too deep, but at the same time.
That was Con Corrie, coordinator of outside activities at Ennis Men's Shed. We'll be back next week with another episode of Ours to Protect.